Hello, I'm Halim Mohammed.
Hello, my name is Wakan Austin. We both got the opportunity to interview an amazing example of a Native American woman in journalism.
And this is her story.
My name is Emma Needham or Okama Ganu Akwe. My name means strong golden eagle woman. I am a member of the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota. And I work for Native Roots Radio as well as Minnesota Native News.
Our whole theme or topic is Native narrative.
The first thing that comes to mind when I hear Native narrative is owning our narrative. As a Native person, a lot of our narrative has been told for us and not by us. And I am proud and happy to see this Native narrative coming up as we enter further and further into the digital age. Our power to take back our narrative as Native people is coming back. I know that they say there's no such thing as, you know, a dumb question. But when people ask you, can you talk to animals like Pocahontas, because they've seen a Disney movie and that's what they know of Native people and Native history, it's hurtful. And you begin to hide those parts of yourself because you don't want to experience those questions.
What stereotype do you face today when you express your heritage?
I think a lot of the same stereotypes are in play. You receive a lot of questions that are from people who just don't know any better. Or what they do know has come from a perception in media that is not accurate. The other important thing with hearing Native voices and having Native representation in media is the same as it is for all other BIPOC communities. It's important to see and hear and know and talk about people who are like you doing all of these different types of professions and doing this different type of work.
Overall, these examples of discrimination and lack of representation is not only common to Native Americans, but all BIPOC people, and the narrative needs to change.